Lesson 45. Never has man believed in me as thou hast. Book of Mormon Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual. Ether, chapters 1 through 6. Purpose: to help class members understand from the example of the brother of Jared how faith can enable us to enter the presence of the Lord eternally. Preparation: 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Ether, chapter 1. The Lord grants the requests of the brother of Jared and promises to lead the Jaredites to a promised land. B. Ether, chapter 2. The Jaredites begin their journey to the promised land. C. Ether, chapter 3. The brother of Jared sees Jesus Christ. D. Ether, chapter 4. Moroni seals up the writings of the brother of Jared until the Gentiles repent and exercise faith. E. Ether, chapter 6, verses 1 through 12. The Jaredites travel to the promised land, and when they arrive, they praise the Lord for his tender mercies over them. 2. Additional reading: Genesis, chapter 11, verses 1 through 9, and Mosiah, chapter 8, verses 7 through 11. 3. If the picture, the brother of Jared sees the finger of the Lord, is available, prepare to use it during the lesson. Item 62478, Gospel Art Picture Kit 318. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Share the following account with class members. While residing in Kirtland, Elder Reynolds Cahoon had a son born to him. One day, when President Joseph Smith was passing his door, he called the prophet in and asked him to bless and name the baby. Joseph did so and gave the boy the name of Mahanri Moriankimer. When he had finished the blessing, he laid the child on the bed, and turning to Elder Cahoon, he said, "The name I have given your son is the name of the brother of Jared. The Lord has just shown or revealed it to me." Elder William F. Cahoon heard the prophet make this statement to his father, and this was the first time the name of the brother of Jared was known in the church in this dispensation. George Reynolds, The Jaredites, Juvenile Instructor, May 1, 1892, page 282. Explain that this lesson discusses the brother of Jared, Mahanri Moriankimer, of whom the Lord said, "Never has man believed in me as thou hast." Ether, chapter 3, verse 15. Because of his faith, the Jaredites were blessed to have their language preserved after the Tower of Babel, and they were guided safely to the promised land. His example can increase our understanding of the importance and power of faith. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how the selected scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share appropriate experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. The Lord grants the requests of the brother of Jared. Discuss Ether, chapter 1. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. Explain that the prophet Ether wrote the record of the Jaredites who left Babylon when the Lord confounded the language of the people attempting to build the Tower of Babel. Ether, chapter 1, verses 33 through 43. See also Genesis, chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. Ether wrote this record on 24 gold plates, which were later found by the people of Limhi. Mosiah, chapter 8, verses 7 through 11. The book of Ether contains Moroni's abridgment of Ether's record. When the people were scattered and their language was confounded, Jared asked his brother to go to the Lord. What kind of person was the brother of Jared? See Ether, chapter 1, verse 34. In response to requests from Jared, the brother of Jared did cry unto the Lord. Ether, chapter 1, verses 34 through 39. What is the difference between crying unto the Lord and merely saying prayers? What can we do to make our prayers more effective? See Alma, chapter 34, verses 17 through 28. Each time the brother of Jared prayed, the Lord had compassion on him and his people. Ether chapter 1, verse 35, verse 37, and verse 40. How have you felt the Lord's compassion in response to your prayers? What preparations did the Lord instruct the people to make? See Ether chapter 1, verses 41 through 42. What was the reason the Lord promised to guide the Jaredites to a promised land? See Ether chapter 1, verse 43. Note the Lord's words, "This long time ye have cried unto me." What can we learn from this example about the power of prayer? 2. The Jaredites begin their journey to the promised land. Read and discuss selected verses from Ether chapter 2. The Lord promised to lead the Jaredites to the land of promise, which was choice above all other lands. Ether chapter 2 verse 7. For whom had the Lord preserved that choice land? See Ether chapter 2 verse 7. What warning did the Lord give the brother of Jared regarding the promised land? See Ether chapter 2 verse 8. What did Moroni say about the decrees of God pertaining to the land of promise? See Ether chapter 2 verses 9 through 12. Point out that the warning and promise were for all people who would inhabit the Americas, not just the Jaredites. When they arrived at the seashore, the Jaredites pitched their tents and stayed there for 4 years. Ether chapter 2 verse 13. At the end of the 4 years, the Lord spoke with the brother of Jared. Why did the Lord chasten him? See Ether chapter 2 verse 14. Why might we sometimes neglect to call upon the Lord? The brother of Jared repented and began building barges to cross the sea. Ether chapter 2 verses 15 through 17. What problems did the brother of Jared encounter after the barges were built? See Ether chapter 2 verse 19. What did the Lord instruct the brother of Jared to do to have air to breathe in the barges? See Ether chapter 2 verse 20. What was the Lord's response when the brother of Jared asked how to light the barges? See Ether chapter 2 verses 23 through 25. What can we learn from the Lord's response? See the quotation below. Why is it important to do all we can in addition to asking the Lord for help? Elder Russell M. Nelson said that he has often heard President Gordon B. Hinckley say, "I don't know how to get anything done except getting on my knees and pleading for help, and then getting on my feet and going to work." In Conference Report October 1997, page 18, or Ensign, November 1997, page 16. How do you think the challenge to light the barges helped the brother of Jared grow? How can challenges in our lives help us? 3. The brother of Jared sees Jesus Christ. Read and discuss selected verses from Ether, chapter 3. How did the brother of Jared propose to solve the problem of lighting the barges? See Ether chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. How did this show his humility and faith? You may want to have class members identify words or phrases spoken by the brother of Jared that show his humility and faith. When the brother of Jared had finished speaking, the Lord touched the stones one by one with his finger. Ether chapter 3, verse 6. Why was the brother of Jared so frightened when he saw the finger of the Lord? See Ether chapter 3, verses 6 through 8. If you are using the picture of the brother of Jared seeing the finger of the Lord, display it now. What did the Lord say about the faith of the brother of Jared? See Ether chapter 3, verse 9. What question did the Lord ask before showing himself to the brother of Jared? See Ether chapter 3, verse 11. How did the brother of Jared's response demonstrate the depth of his faith? See Ether chapter 3, verse 12. He accepted the Lord's words even before he had heard them. What can we do to follow his example? How did the Lord describe himself to the brother of Jared? See Ether chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. You may want to have a class member read these verses aloud. What was necessary for the brother of Jared to be in the Lord's presence? What is necessary for us to be in the Lord's presence eternally? What did the Lord show the brother of Jared? See Ether chapter 3, verses 15 through 18 and verses 25 through 26. What did the Lord instruct the brother of Jared to do after he had seen these things? See Ether chapter 3, verses 21 through 24, verses 27 through 28, and chapter 4, verse 1. 4. Moroni seals up the writings of the brother of Jared. Read and discuss selected verses from Ether chapter 4. How did Moroni describe the vision of the brother of Jared? See Ether chapter 4, verse 4. What did the Lord command Moroni to do with the brother of Jared's record and the interpreters? See Ether chapter 4, verses 3 and 5. When will we be able to receive these records? See Ether chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. We will be able to receive them when we have faith as great as the brother of Jared's and become sanctified. What did the Lord teach about those who deny his words at the last day? See Ether chapter 4, verse 8, verse 10, and verse 12. What blessings will come to those who believe the Lord's words? See Ether chapter 4, verse 11. In what ways does the Holy Ghost help you know that the Lord's words are true? The Lord exhorted the Gentiles and the house of Israel to come unto him and receive great blessings and knowledge. Ether chapter 4, verses 13 through 14. What did he say we must do to come unto him? See Ether chapter 4, verses 15 and 18. What blessings did he promise to those who do these things? See Ether chapter 4, verses 15 through 19. 5. The Jaredites travel to the Promised Land. Read and discuss selected verses from Ether chapter 6, verses 1 through 12. Explain that these verses continue the record of the Jaredites as they journeyed to the Promised Land. Discuss how the Jaredites' journey to the Promised Land can be likened to our journey through life. The Lord caused the stones in the barges to shine in darkness, to give light unto men, women, and children. Ether chapter 6, verse 3. What lights has the Lord provided for us as we journey through life? What did the Jaredites do after they had prepared all they could for their journey? See Ether chapter 6, verse 4. They entrusted themselves to the Lord. How can we show this same kind of trust in the Lord? As the winds blew and the Jaredites were driven forth, what did the Jaredites do throughout the day and night? See Ether chapter 6, verses 8 through 9. What are some ways we can give praise to the Lord? What did the Jaredites do when they had arrived in the Promised Land? See Ether chapter 6, verse 12. In what ways might this be similar to our return to our Father in heaven? Conclusion. Read the following statement by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. The brother of Jared may not have had great belief in himself, but his belief in God was unprecedented. In that there is hope for us all. His faith was without doubt or limit. Once and for all it was declared that ordinary people, with ordinary challenges, could rend the veil of unbelief and enter the realms of eternity. Christ and the New Covenant, page 29. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. Additional teaching idea. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use this idea as part of the lesson. Teachings from Ether chapter 5. To whom is Ether chapter 5 addressed? Joseph Smith. Who were the three witnesses Moroni spoke of in Ether chapter 5 verse 3? Oliver Cowdery, David Whitmer, and Martin Harris. See the testimony of three witnesses in the introductory material of the Book of Mormon. How has the testimony of the three witnesses helped strengthen your testimony of the Book of Mormon? End of Lesson 45. Never has man believed in me as thou hast. From Book of Mormon Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual.